But right now, we're going to head out to the Metro PCS hotline, catch up with Nat Moore, former Dolphins great wide receiver. Nat, how you doing?
Doing fantastic, Greg. How about yourself?
Hey, we're doing well, and we're really pumped up, Nat, because training camp just 3 days away from kicking off for the Dolphins, taking the practice field Friday at 8 a.m. And, Nat, I know you're going to be a big part of the preseason broadcast on TV, as you always are, with Bob Greasy and Dick Stockton. I want to go back to your playing career, though, and take us back to training camp under Don Shula. Any good stories or memories that you can pass along to us in the audience?
Well, I think the one thing that everybody dreaded each and every year was coming in and running a 12-minute run, which they don't do anymore. And, you know, we used to take bets on Larry Little at what point would he throw up. You know, he'd run that first lap, get to the second or the third corner of the second lap, and he'd just start throwing up and never made it. But, you know, it was all about coming in camp ready to practice and being in shape, and some guys did it, some guys almost did it. Larry was one of those guys that almost did it all the time. But it was always great to come back and see everybody, a chance to, you know, sort of reunite and develop the chemistry and the bond that it takes to go through a long NFL season.
Yes, and we're looking forward to seeing those guys out there from our perspective. I'm sure they're looking forward to getting together in the locker room. All right, let's get to the wide receiver position. Nat, obviously your specialty. Mike Wallace, a lot of expectations were on him in year one, coming off the big contract that he got in the offseason. What are your expectations for him in year two, now entering this new offense with Bill Lazor calling the shots?
Well, I think Bill will do a great job of taking advantage of Mike's speed, getting the ball on the run, getting the ball in space. They've talked about moving him around, putting him in motion instead of having him stand still. But I think the biggest thing is the chemistry that, you know, he developed this offseason with Ryan Tannehill. You know, when you've got a home run hitter like a Mike Wallace, the quarterback and the receiver's got to be on the same page. And quarterback's got to know that he's going to get open and throw it early. And then Mike's got to have that gear to go get it once he hangs it up. You know, you don't try and make a perfect pass. You just put one out there and let Mike use his speed. And I think they started to do some of that this offseason. The more they worked, the better they got at trying to connect on the deep ball.
Yeah, Nat, how you doing? This is Chris Chambers here, and nice to talk to you.
Great to hear you that you've joined the show there, Christopher.
Yeah, you know, I'm working my way back in here as best I can here in the last couple of years. So now I'm finally on the show, and I'll be interning this week with the Miami Dolphins wide receiver, which I look forward to that. And you talked about the chemistry between Mike Wallace and Ryan Tannehill. You probably were around. Were they doing anything extra besides the stuff that they had to do in practice? Did you see the guys do something on their own or meet up at the, you know, at the park or somewhere else to be able to develop that chemistry and get on the same page?
I just noticed how well they were connecting doing OTAs and doing mini camp. You know, it just don't happen overnight. You had Mike running full speed. I mean, a lot of it is the chemistry of, hey, show me what you're going to do in the game. You know, just because it's off season don't mean you run 3/4 speed, because when the game starts, you know, Chris, there's a different gear. And right. when you put it in overdrive, and the quarterbacks are used to throwing it to you when you're, you know, going through the motions, it's kind of hard to time up. So I think they worked a lot harder, or it seemed like they worked a lot harder at trying to get that right, where they were connecting a lot better.
Nat, you know, us running backs, us wide receivers, we like to talk about the ball in the air, the ball in our hands and everything, but we all know it starts up front in the trenches. Miami Dolphins, they're going to run out five brand-new guys on the offensive line. Coach Benton, he has his job cut out for him this training camp. When you look at the situation with the Miami Dolphins on the O-line, what's most important in getting those guys on the same page for game one?
Well, I think it's really about the center. I mean, we all know there's only two people that hold the ball each and every play, and that's the center and the quarterback. And that center has got to be like the quarterback along the offensive line. So with Mike Pouncey being out, you know, it's going to be critical, you know, whoever's the center, and I think it's probably going to be Brenner, but whoever the center is really has to do a fantastic job of communicating and making sure that everybody's on the same page. And the irony of this, Troy, is this is a whole new offense for these guys. They've got not only a new offense, they got new offensive line coaches. So, everybody's starting at square one, and it should be interesting. The key is just how quick will they pick up the system, and how soon will the coaches understand what they're capable of. Mm-hmm. You can have the greatest system there is, but if your players don't have the ability to execute it, that system doesn't work.
Nat Moore, former Dolphins wide receiver, joining us on the Metro PCS hotline here on the Finsiders. And Nat, a guy who created quite a buzz during the offseason workout program, OTAs, minicamp, Jarvis Landry. The rookie wide receiver, second-round pick, how much is he going to push the veterans for playing time, and how talented is he?
I love him. I mean, he's a young man that runs precise routes. He snaps it off a 90-degree angle, catches the ball in his hands, moves well in traffic. And, I got a chance to watch him a lot, guys, in college because, Florida plays LSU every year. And, he's a blocker. He's a guy that will make the running backs better. The 4 and 5 yard runs turns into 10 and 15 yard runs. I mean, that's important, is to have guys out on the field that you're going to do your job both ways. You're going to do your job when the ball is thrown to you, but when someone else is carrying the ball, you're going to do your part and getting your block so that the running back has the opportunity to make a big play. So I think the competition of wide receivers is as good as it's been in probably 15 years.
Yeah, that's great to hear. And the fact that you say you love him, I mean, this comes from Nat Moore, one of the greatest wide receivers for the Miami Dolphins. And you've been out there, and you know when you see a player. And it seemed like you said, I seen a player. I just watched some of the highlights. I mean, he was snagging everything with his hands. He was very shifty. The routes looked very precise. I mean, this is a guy who's going to start from this, battle for the starting position at some point. Maybe, he gets his feet wet and able to contribute in other ways. But how do you see it fitting, as far as, developing him and bringing him into the system?
Well, I think what's going to happen, and Chris, this as well as I do, he's going to be the guy that's going to push Brian Hardline. He's going to be the guy that's going to push Mike Wallace. He's going to push Brandon Gibson, Rashad Matthews. When you get young talent coming in that, is destined to become a solid player, it forces the other guys to step up their game or else they're out. And that's what you got to have is competition. I mean, for 13 years, I had someone always trying to take my gig. And eventually they did. But at a certain point, when Mark Duper and Mark Clayton came along, I had to step up my game to keep my job for a while. And then when they finally got where they were ready, I had to step up my game to keep somebody else from taking the backup position. So that's what I mean by competition. It doesn't allow you to relax and rest. And, the best part, Bill Lazor, he don't owe any of these guys anything. Tannehill going in his third year is going to be better, and he's going to have a lot of weapons to work with.
Well, Nat, great catching up with you as always, and a good insight on the wide receiver position there. It's going to be a really fun position to watch in 2014 training camp. Speaking of watching, we're looking forward to watching you on TV for the preseason broadcast with Dick Stockton and Bob Greasy. We look forward to catching up with you again really soon. Nat, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, guys. Thanks for having me on.
All right, there he is, Nat Moore, former Dolphins great wide receiver, joining us on the Metro PCS hotline.